I'm Asiyeh Namdar of the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The FBI is reviewing security camera footage to figure out who set off a small explosive device outside the federal courthouse in San Diego. It happened around 1:40 a.m. this morning. No one was hurt, but the building's front lobby is damaged. The only people inside were security personnel. Right now, the blocks surrounding the courthouse are closed, but an FBI spokesman tells CNN they expect the building to be open for business tomorrow. In Myanmar, a powerful cyclone has killed at least 350 people. Cyclone Nargis destroyed thousands of homes and knocked down power lines. The international airport in Yangon is closed. In central Baghdad, the wife of Iraqi President Jalal Talabani appears to be okay after a bomb went off near her motorcade. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the bombing targeted an Iraqi army convoy, wounding four soldiers and two civilians. A suspect is under arrest in the shooting death of a Philadelphia police officer. Deputy Commissioner William Blackburn says 38-year-old LaVon Warner is being charged with murder, robbery, conspiracy, and related offenses. 12-year-old veteran Stephen Lubinsky was shot dead yesterday with an assault rifle while responding to a bank robbery inside a grocery store. Police are searching for another suspect, 33-year-old Eric Floyd, who is believed to have escaped from a halfway house. A third suspect was shot and killed by police. And some are celebrating, others coping with the loss a day after the Kentucky Derby. The 2-1 favorite, Big Brown, won easily yesterday, but the second-place horse, Eight Bells, collapsed shortly after crossing the finish line with both front ankles broken. She was euthanized on the track. Her trainer says Eight Bells was like family.
Now, come on. What do you think? These things are our family. You know, we put everything into them that we have, and they've given us everything they have. They put their life on the damn line here. And she was glad to do it.
And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.